WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A few months ago, Maureen Corrigan reviewed the best-selling novel Possession by the British author A.S. Byatt. It's about a modern scholar who finds clues in poems and diaries that reveal a secret love affair between two Victorian poets. Maureen has a review of a new book that's similar, except this time there's gender deception and the story's true.
Betty T. Bennett is well known in scholarly circles as an authority on the life and work of Mary Shelley. But as Bennett found out, even authorities can be hoodwinked. In 1978, Bennett was completing Volume 1 of her three-volume edition of The Letters of Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. She was puzzled at the time by the lack of information on two men Shelley occasionally mentioned. Their names were David Lindsay and Walter Sholto Douglas. Now, a less scrupulous scholar might have ignored this minor biographical mystery. After all, these men had been dead for over 150 years. Who cares who they were? But Bennett is a bloodhound. She sniffed her way through musty Scottish wills, Victorian newspapers, and cemetery records. Eventually, she cornered Lindsay and Douglas and discovered they were one person, a woman named Mary Diana Dodds. The story gets even curiouser. In 1826, Mary Diana Dodds, posing as Douglas, married another woman, Isabella Robinson. Robinson was pregnant with an illegitimate child and needed a respectable cover. For the next 4 years, Dodds and Robinson were accepted as husband and wife by a sophisticated circle of acquaintances that included General Lafayette and Stendhal. And guess who helped orchestrate this gender masquerade? None other than Mary Shelley. Bennett calls her a marriage broker extraordinaire. Mary Shelley knew what it was like to be an unwed mother. She was pregnant when she eloped with the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, and he was still married to another woman. Mary Shelley also knew how difficult life was for women like Dodds, who had literary ambitions. So by arranging social introductions and forged passports, Shelley helped Dodds assume a male identity. After Frankenstein, David Lindsay, alias Walter Sholto Douglas, was Shelley's most successful creation. Bennett's book, Mary Diana Dodds, A Gentleman and a Scholar, tells two stories. Bennett's own account of her 12-year investigation of Shelley and her friends has more twists than the Maltese Falcon. But I'm afraid that even the most brilliant scholarly research makes for plodding reading. What's much more gripping is Bennett's educated guesses about the emotional life of Shelley and her friends as they embarked on their risky deception. If Dodds had been exposed, she could have been arrested under British law for fraud. Shelley could have lost custody of her son, and Robinson would certainly have become a social outcast. Yet the rewards of this conspiracy were also great, especially for Dodds. As David Lindsay, she published two books and wrote for Blackwood's magazine. There are maddening mysteries here that will probably never be solved. What did Dodds sound and look like when she posed as a man? Why did she and Robinson eventually break up? Bennett admits that she felt like she chased the three women through a house of mirrors and never quite caught up with them. Instead, Bennett has captured a stirring image here of female ingenuity, solidarity, and defiance.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Mary Diana Dodds, A Gentleman and a Scholar, by Betty T. Bennett. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.